Blog Talk Radio.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Tampa's own Brittany Snow. She's co-starring alongside Kathy Bates in a new Monday night NBC legal drama called Harry's Law. Stick around. Maybe she'll share a few tips on buying shoes.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are nearly 700 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by our new sponsor, Star Pirates. Star Pirates is a free online sci-fi game that I think you'll really enjoy playing. Give it a try today at www.starpirates.net. Again, that's starpirates.net. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of jealous, out-of-work former co-stars from American Dreams in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
He's had to endure 25 years in prison for something he did not do.
I think we're done.
Judge!
No matter what the case.
This kid is being used like a pawn to get somebody else.
Did you actually just say that?
I believe I did.
As far as Harry's concerned.
You think this is over?
Have a pleasant day. Would you like me to have security remove you?
Yeah, do it.
Justice has it coming.
If someone starts shooting at me, I'm going to shoot back. Because I am one adorable mother.
Harry.
Academy Award winner Kathy Bates.
Trial come down to which lawyer a jury likes more, and they'll look at you and tumble to something I expect.
Which is?
You're an ass.
Go ahead. Make her case.
You got something to say?
Harry Ball, a new series coming this January to NBC.
Brittany Snow is part of a small but growing contingent of Tampa Bay Area natives making their mark on network TV. With the debut of Harry's Law on NBC, in which she co-stars with Kathy Bates and Cordry, Snow will rejoin the primetime spotlight alongside St. Petersburg's Monica Raymond, star of Lie to Me, and Tampa's Malik Panchali of 30 Rock. Angela Bassett is from St. Petersburg, and Channing Tatum is a fellow alumnus of Brittany's from Tampa's Gaither High School, by the way. I think my favorite Brittany Snow moment to date was in the movie Hairspray, in which she played Michelle Pfeiffer's spoiled daughter, Amber. The movie was my daughter's Grease, and we've seen it dozens of times, and she owns a copy, clearly. Brittany, who's been acting since she was a child, was a star of American Dreams and had a recurring role on Nip Tuck. On the big screen, you've also seen her in John Tucker Must Die, Prom Night, The Pacifier, and last year's Janie Jones. In Harry's Law, which airs Mondays at 10 p.m. on NBC, Brittany is once again playing alongside a major talent, Academy Award winner Kathy Bates, who plays the title character, Harry. Brittany is her assistant and shoe salesman, and I'll let her explain that part. Brittany Snow, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
So, I got to start with a couple local questions. We do the show out of St. Petersburg, and I got to ask you, what is the best place to eat when you're back home in Tampa?
I don't, like, when I was growing up there, I actually left Tampa pretty much when I was 12. So my take on restaurants are not very, I guess, well-rounded or classy. My favorite restaurant was Pita's growing up, which was like a pita place with like Greek food. And then I used to love Air Goddess.
Oh.
So I think it burned down, the one on Dale Mabry. I think it's going up again though. But and then my dad and I would always go to this place called Michael's that was like down the street, which was like a tiny little restaurant. And other than that, I haven't really gone many places where, I mean, I guess if I really thought about it, I could come up with some. But I guess downtown, what was that restaurant? The one that's the Columbia.
Oh, an Ybor, sure.
I really like that one. Yeah.
Now, I'm confused about something, though. You said that you left when you were 12, but I had read repeatedly that you went to Gaither High. Is that wrong?
Yeah, I left when I was 12. I did a soap opera,
Guiding Light
in New York, from 12 to about 15. And I went to school my freshman year of high school to Gaither. And I went back and forth from L.A. to Tampa for my sophomore year. And then I moved out to L.A. like the middle of my sophomore year. I really only went to a year and a half of normal high school.
Well, you know, they're still gonna claim you as their own, no matter what.
Oh no, definitely, and I wouldn't want it the other way because I had to finish school on set, so I didn't really graduate from like a high school play. I graduated from like a long distance learning program, which was still, you know, high school, but it was an actual place. So I've always liked saying that I graduated from Gaither, I guess.
Oh, very good. Well, I want to ask you one more high school question before we move on to Harry's Law. In Hairspray, of course, you played a high school student alongside Zac Efron. Now, I've got to ask you this for my 14-year-old daughter. Is there something you can tell her about Zac that will make her crazy? Like, for example, who used more hair product, you or him?
I probably used more, I guess. But what's something I can say about Zach that nobody would know or that he wouldn't kill me, I told. I'm not sure. He does like to take time to get ready, I guess. That's true. But I always took a little bit longer. But he dropped me a couple times when we were doing our dances for Hairspray. So I've kind of always been making fun of him for that.
Ouch.
He didn't really have that good of... yes, strength back then.
That's a good one. We'll take that one. All right, let's talk about Harry's Law. Now, you've been working pretty steadily, obviously, for years in film and TV. Why return to series TV now?
Well, I really wanted to do something that was a little bit different. And I've been doing, you know, independent movies and movies for a little while. But I think, you know, a lot of people kind of saw me as... you know, the characters that I was playing were younger in high school, and so I really wanted to kind of do something different that was a little bit older, and maybe, you know, since I'm actually 24 now, I wanted to play a character that was more of my age, and, you know, when I saw David E. Kelly and Kathy Bates, I kind of was really excited to be a part of it and a part of that process. So, you know, with me, it's not really about... movie or TVs, it's about the character.
Well, and tell us a little bit about Jenna, the character that you play on Harry's Law. She is Kathy Bates' assistant, and she also sells shoes. I don't really get it.
she is Kathy Bates' assistant, Harry Korn, and my character was actually her assistant at a patent law office, a corporate law office, and then when Kathy Bates gets fired, she moves to this abandoned shoe store, and I decide that, you know, it's probably better to make it a shoe store and a law office, to just, you know, two things, two birds, one stone sort of thing. So, kind of, I lost my train of thought. My dog was eating me. I'm sorry. I know this is on radio.
I wish it was on TV now.
Yes. No, I really wish it was on TV now too. Sorry. but yeah, I have like my character's kind of obsessed with shoes and stuff. So, you know, but we also have cases where Harry actually defends people that are, you know, in not so great of an area of town. And we get to really have cases with a little, you know, with heart in them, and also people who really need our help, and it's not just a corporate situation, but you know, it's also has to do with shoes as well.
All right, last question, because I know you have to go. What advice would Brittany Snow offer young women about shopping for shoes?
Oh gosh, I'm so bad at this because I don't consider myself much of a fashion expert at all. But I guess, you know, when it comes to shoes, I always pick the ones that that probably, you know, last me about 5 minutes, and then I want to cry because they hurt so much. But I think you really, if you're going to be spending a lot of money on shoes, and I do think that, like, a great pair of shoes that you really love that are going to be around forever, you should take the time and really think about it before you purchase them and make sure that you love them. Because if you're going to spend the money, you should really make sure that they're classic shoes that you can always wear and always have, and that you'll be comfortable in.
Folks, you can see Tampa's own Brittany Snow every Monday night on NBC in the new legal and shoe store drama, Harry's Law, starring Kathy Bates. It airs at 10 p.m. Brittany, thanks so much for joining us on Mr. Media today. And for more original interviews with your favorite TV stars, surf over to our main website, mrmedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. That's mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Amerika Olivo, and whenever I'm not being terrorized in the movies, such as Friday the 13th or Circle, or terrorizing others, like in Bitch Slap, I'm avoiding dirty old men like Mr. Media. And if you see him, you should too.